Thank you for joining us for the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises.
MassMEP understands that there are so many elements to a manufacturer's business, whether it's finding their inefficiencies, strengthening their internal processes, or unlocking their growth that can extend a manufacturer beyond its current limitations.
Every episode, take a journey with us as we talk with manufacturers, legislature, subject matter experts, and so many more as we head down the path of manufacturing across the state of Massachusetts.
Whether we're in the Northeast,
Southeast,
Central, or Western regions of the Commonwealth,
every episode will explain more about manufacturing and what's happening in your own backyard. Hello, welcome to the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast. This is Manufacturing Uncut, the full recap episode, April. I'm Haley Steele.
And I'm your co-host, Kevin Tata.
Way better on that one.
That was great.
It was a good take.
We won't tell anybody that it took us two takes.
We'll see. We'll leave that on the cutting room floor.
The easiest intro possible, and we took two takes.
It is early in the morning, and so we're struggling a little bit with wrapping our heads around doing a podcast this early in the morning.
Yep.
So, yeah. And some people would be like, I wonder what early is for them. Don't ask. And
don't ask. We won't tell. We won't tell. Don't ask.
What early is for us. It is definitely not what early is for most other people in the world. So
that's for sure.
Yeah, but it is a little bit earlier for us. All right. So we're recapping April. Let's, before we get started in April, normally you have a joke for me.
I know.
But
I dropped the ball.
No, I'm again, it's early. We may have a little bit going on in our world right now. Sure. Not that the recap isn't important, but we got to get these numbers up on this recap episode so that we see the value. We got to have some more people listening to the recap to see what we're doing in the month. But I do have a joke for you though. And I actually find this fun. I enjoy doing the finding the jokes. It's very entertaining to me because I like to keep them and use them for future use.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Of course.
Mm-hmm. So Kevin, why did the employee get fired from the calendar manufacturing company?
Wow, oddly specific. Which is funny. I expected to like be able to know exactly what joke this was because I'm like always filtering through all the jokes, so I feel like I've read them all, but I feel like I haven't read this one. I don't know, Haley. Why?
He took a day off.
That was great. That was a good one. You're very proud of that one, I can tell. And as soon as we get into a calendar manufacturer, that's going to be the first thing that that's a good one. I like that. He took a day off. That's great.
Yeah, I know. First one that came up. It was wonderful.
Yeah, you were like, this is the one.
I knew it. It spoke to me. Yeah, a couple others spoke to me on this list too, and I'll keep those for future use. But yeah.
There you go. Love that.
Yeah, that was good. That was very good. So we are in here talking about April. I would love to say, you know, it was a quiet month. Actually, it's probably not a good thing to say it's a quiet month. It's probably better to say that we were out once again in full force as a united front. Actually, I think you did a post one day where there was maybe three or four things happening in one day.
That was in the heat of April. Yeah, that was, I forget what day that was.
I know what day it was because we're going to talk about both of those things that happened on that same day, as well as another component that happened in between there too. So
that is true. I know exactly what day it is now.
Yeah. So we did start the year at we did start the month out on April 11th at Beers and Gears.
Yeah. That was a great event.
Yeah, it sure was. What, how did you feel about it from the event itself and with the manufacturers? Like, what did you really take away from it about Western Mass?
Community, I guess. I mean, that's the main word that comes to mind is I mean, the community, just everybody. I felt like everybody knew each other. When they all got into where did we go? We went to
Shire,
Cinecon. Well, we went to
Cinecon
Cinecon.
Plastics. Yes,
Yep.
Cinecon. Yeah.
I forget exactly. They're either in Pittsfield or they're in what's the other town over there? Where are they out of?
I want to say it's something like Dayton, but it's not.
Dalton
Dalton.
it is.
Dalton, Mass.
Dalton. As soon as people started arriving to Cinecon Plastics, you got the glimpse that everybody kind of knew each other in a sense. Everyone started networking, talking to each other, discussing what's going on in their world. I think that's the perfect word is community. And everybody knew. We went over to Shire Brewery afterwards, and most people who attended the Beers and Gears had gone to Shire previously, so it was nice to see. It was
Yeah,
nice to see.
it was great. What was really cool about it is that it was the community is spot on, that you could not have picked a more perfect word for it. But what really hit this one home is Doug Crane, and he was part of Crane Paper that
Yes.
was out in Western Mass in the Dalton area for years, and then looks like, I'm not sure, but fingers crossed, hoping maybe there's going to be some kind of a comeback for Crane Paper. But in the meantime, Doug is, he's a real manufacturing champion for manufacturing, loves manufacturing, and also in the process got involved with Shire and is
Right.
one of the owners of Shire Brewing, which we did not know at the time.
I was gonna ask that.
Yeah.
I was gonna be like, did we know that going into
No,
it, or
we did
it was
not. We did
just
not.
a happy coincidence?
Yeah, it was great. And we found out about it because Synagex, who is this was the sponsor of the event,
Right.
John Sinopoli, who is one of the co-founders and the president of Synagex, we went to lunch with him and some members of his team, and he told us about it. And so that night we started talking with Doug and got to know a little bit more about Doug, and then found out about, through the lunch that he also owned Shire Brewing. So had no idea. And then what was great was that Doug was able to come up and speak a little bit at the Shire, at the beers
Yep.
part of the event and in Shire, and spoke a little bit about, yeah, he spoke a little bit about Shire, but he also spoke about the connection of, so Shire is in the basement of the old, it's a crane building. And
Right.
I think it's from the old printing, I want to say press building that Crane used to own. Somebody's going to fact check me and tell me that's wrong out in Western Mass, and that's okay. I need that every once in a while, but it's just the history. So I guess what I'm saying is the community, right? It definitely overlaps and comes back together, and I think it's pretty awesome and how that went. So if you have not been out to Western Mass, they definitely, the community is definitely out there, but Shire is definitely a place to go. It's a really cool brewery down in the bottom of the old Crane Paper building, on the bottom floor. It has this awesome door that you have to walk through. I don't know, I just thought it was really cool. Really, really cool aesthetic.
Yeah, it was really cool. I was gonna say, if anybody's in the Pittsfield Dalton area, go check out Shire. It's a really cool spot, really cool brewery. It has a really cool bar feel to it as well. Like, the bar is massive. They had some great food. They did some good tours of the facility as well. Yeah, just an all around great event.
A lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. It was great. Synagex, great sponsor. Always good people to have. Obviously they're sponsoring us again for the Manufacturing Your Future Award too. So they're coming to Central Mass. So if you don't know Synagex, really good group of people. We got to go to their office too, which was really cool.
Yeah, I mean, what was it, an old mill, right?
Yes.
And it
Yeah.
just had a nice modern look to it on the inside as well. It was a really cool place to work.
Yeah. they have like the phone booth thing still,
Yeah.
like I struggled with it. I didn't do well in it. But it, like the old fashioned, like I think of like an old fashioned phone booth that was on the
Right.
side of the road that you could go stand in and you know, you could talk. But now they do make these soundproof booths that you can sit, stand. There's a little table in there. It's like it's nice, and it's you can't hear noise from the outside, and you can't, they can't hear you from the inside. And they have these nice little phone booths. They're not little, big phone booths on both levels of their building. So great place.
Yeah, it was really cool. If you need a private conversation with anyone, private phone call or whatnot. I know Christy went in there for about like 15, 20 minutes talking on
She
the
did.
phone.
Yeah.
Like,
She was like, these things are great. So yeah. So watch out, Kathy. Might be
watch
asking
out.
you. We have the what we call the doctor's office in our office. That's where most people go if they gotta take a phone call. But and she'll probably say, I think we have enough spaces you can go to, Haley. I think we're good.
Yeah. We
Yeah.
still push it though.
It's just it's a knob. It's like one of those novelty things. It's kind of cool to have. So yeah, so
Yeah,
Beers and Gears was great. It was a lot of fun. When are we back at it again for the next Beers and Gears? Is gonna be when?
stay tuned. Later July. I think
Okay.
we have it penciled down for July 18th on our website right at this moment, but
Yeah, could change.
could change.
And
Start.
where are we going?
We are going to
South. It's the South. No. What town is it?
it's Franklin, right?
Franklin.
It's
Okay.
Franklin.
Yeah. But we haven't, nothing's been decided
That's a
yet.
weird area to like pinpoint. Like, is it southeast? Is it like central? Is it like
Okay. It's right on the line.
more like southeast probably,
Okay.
but
Perfect. Perfect. All
yeah,
right.
a
All
little
right.
different feel coming to this Beers and Gears.
Ooh,
Stay tuned
exciting.
to figure out what that means.
Oh, that's exciting. That's great.
Yeah.
I really do think these events have kind of taken a life of their own, and the Beers and Gears, the networking, it has definitely been for us. It's a great opportunity to have a space for people to come and network again and be around people again. And the manufacturers that have been hosting these events have been fantastic and
Yeah.
opening their door and letting us come in and tour their facilities. And then the breweries have also been amazing. The food at Shire I did particularly liked. I enjoyed those little mini hot dogs. They were great.
Those are great.
And they had some wings, a couple different flavors. You weren't sure which flavor you were going to get until you took a bite and then made it a bit too late. The beer was,
Haley didn't want the spicy ones.
but yeah, the spicy caught me off guard. Christina and I were like, whoa, we went back to the barbecue, but the food was, yeah, it was good. So these, it's a lot of fun. So if you haven't been and we're coming to your area, make sure you sign up. And the July one will be out soon. Once we get through the next couple of first few weeks in May, you'll start to see all of the information coming out for the June and July event. So coming your way soon.
Yeah, busy month. Busy
Yeah.
month of May.
Okay, so we did the 23rd of April, it was, Kevin. That was the day where we were on fire all day. We had something going on the entire day. You started out the day, and I ended the day. So let's kind of go through what you, where you were, and what you did on the 23rd.
Yeah, so I was in Malden for a free business resource fair that was put together by Malden and Wakefield area chambers and the city of Malden. It was just a free resource fair for businesses or nonprofits with any questions about the state resources available to help them grow. And so Massam EP was there. Just trying to think of other companies that were. CAM was there. MassTech. Forge was there as well. Couple others that are slipping my
Mass
mind.
hires, weren't there a couple of mass hires there too?
Yes. Yep. There was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. So it was a good event. A lot of people roaming around, checking out the tables, grabbing their free goodies and whatnot. Made some connections, grabbed some business cards, you know. It was a good event, just for Massachusetts people looking to grow their business. And we
That's
were
great.
there for the manufacturers, you know.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
It's nice when we have an opportunity to do something that's a little outside of, we probably wouldn't normally look at something like that and say, yeah, that's something we want to do. But when you, in our role within our organization, we always look at an alternative or a silver linings as to why we should. You always want to cross promote in some way, shape, or form because you never know what you're going to get or what it could lead to down the road. So,
Yeah. It's a strength in these partnerships as well. Like even myself, this is a good opportunity for the people who are the employees of Mass MEP who were at the event to go walk around and get a
yeah.
glimpse of the partners in there, make connections with the partners so that we can do more events, do more things together as partners, you know?
Great. Oh, that's a great perspective of it. Great perspective of it. So it was good though. So it was definitely worth it for us to be a part of it. So we were very thankful for them to include us in that. I think Ron Giard, our business development advisor, is how we got included in that. He networked some way with the chamber. And so we're thankful to the chamber for reaching out and asking us to be a part of it. So we do appreciate it. So if any
Absolutely.
other chambers listening in the area, these types of events, we're more than happy to find a way to participate in if you're always looking for somebody like us. And if you want to learn more about that, you can reach out to us through our contact us page and let us know if you're a chamber or somebody along that needs resources there. One of us will be there. One of us, or could be a BDA that we send, just depends on what
I
it is.
mean, yeah, we had four Mass MEP employees at this one.
Yeah.
Three BDAs, Gary Tavares, Ron Giard, Rick Monjo. We were all there.
Yeah. So good morning. Good morning. And then throughout the day that day, we have the DIA training. And basically what that is it's our workplace safety and education training. So this goes on through June. It is free to, there's no cost to the manufacturers. And you can go in and you can register for any of these trainings. And they that day did the CPR and bloodborne pathogens, I think it was, in the
ECP.
office. Yeah, so it was a pretty busy day in the office. Safety Trainers is the company that is doing the training through the funded grant. And they were in there and everybody got certified and got their CPR and their first aid. So, and their bloodborne pathogens, their BBP. So, yeah, so it was pretty busy. Good thing we were out on the road that day because there was a lot of people in the office and there was a lot of, I would say a lot of bodies on the floor, but that may come out the wrong way. A lot of dummies on the floor getting CPR.
Yeah, and even a couple of Mass MEP employees got CPR certified as well. So that was great. I would have done the same if I was in the office.
So
I
there's
would.
another one coming up, Kevin, and it's almost full. So if you're going to do it, you got to register for it.
All
June, I
right,
think
cool.
it's June 8th. So it is almost full. But if we need to add more of those courses, they might be able to add more if they fill up. So I
Definitely.
think I will also be, I need to get mine recertification done. So I think I'll jump in.
All
Yeah.
right. Yeah, I've never done it before.
Never, really.
Wow. Is that bad of me? Right? Is that bad?
No, I don't think it's bad. It's just I'm gonna be honest.
Please.
I took it as a class in college because it was an easy A.
Oh, geez. Yeah, hey, whatever
And
you got
ever
to do.
since then, I've had to have it for other reasons because I've either been in a coaching
True.
position,
True.
right? Or, or as it was, I worked in education for a little bit, so as an aide, a teacher's aide. So it's just always good to have.
Yeah,
And so right now I
absolutely.
just keep it up. So now I have it. So good. Well, then
Nice.
maybe it'll be good for you to do it. So yeah, honestly, if like my roommate and I were looking at classes and we were like, first aid, CPR. Duh. Hello. Easy A. Get that GPA up. Yeah. Needed it. So
No, I love that. I love that.
yeah.
Great thought.
Granted,
Wow.
I think it was like a one credit class, so it didn't really make
Yeah.
impact at all, but back then all I saw was an A, and that's all I cared
Yep. Nope.
about.
Absolutely.
So we ended the day with the Worcester Business Journal Manufacturing Summit and Excellence Awards.
That's right.
And this is an event that we have been a sponsor of for quite a few years. I mean, I've been with the company for over 4 years. And so I know we've been a part of it for, I think, the time that I've been here. So I'm not sure how long before that we started doing it. But the team at the Worcester Business Journal is really phenomenal in what they do. And every year they hand out these excellence awards. But before they do the excellence awards, what's really cool is they'll bring a panel in. And so we are very intertwined in the event. So Matt Healy, who is our director, our associate director of IT. He opened up the event. He got to do the welcome and welcome everybody in. And then we were able to, they had this key a keynote speaker, Michaela, and I should have written more notes down. I was just mesmerized by her. She was phenomenal. I need to get more information about who she was. Christy knows all the ins and outs of Michaela. Michaela, right now, what is really kind of cool with her is that she is kind of taking some time, you know, and but she is also a very passionate human being about manufacturing and about where it's going. And so I apologize, Michaela, I don't have your full name, but that's okay. Maybe that's okay because I don't want you to get too much fan mail right away. So we'll ease this into this for you. But she was a phenomenal keynote speaker. And then they go into a panel and Ellen moderated. So Ellen Ellsworth, our Director of Innovative Growth Services, she moderated the panel. And the panel was fantastic. So the panel was three different companies. Laura Teicher was up there from Forge. Saint-Gobain was up there. And Sonia Wilson Thomas is her name. So Sonia Wilson Thomas, she actually received the award for a manufacturing champion. She was on the panel as well. And then the gentleman from they pronounce it Saint-Gobain, because it's French. And I was like, oh, so we know it as Saint-Gobain. But I love the way he said it. And I was like, oh, I'm gonna try to, you know, mimic that. I obviously did a terrible job, but and again, I'll probably get fact checked, but great conversation. And they basically spoke about a lot of different things. And we probably should have had Ellen in this to talk a little bit more about it. But I think the overall thing we took away from it was there are still three things that are going on when it comes to manufacturing. Originally, we were talking about smart manufacturing, supply chain, and workforce. And what we're still seeing is that actually there's four things. So we still are seeing smart manufacturing is important. Workforce is still critical. Supply chain is still just as important today as it was. I think the perspective and the shift on supply chain is changing a little bit. But the fourth thing is sustainability. It was neat to hear how each of them came together. So Laura, obviously being from Forge, and they work with all the startups, Saint-Gobain, and then Waters Corp. And just getting different perspectives from each of them, and how different topics that Ellen touched on. But those were the top four that really still seem to be making an impact. So I think we'll start to see a shift towards that for next year, and obviously beyond. But I have a feeling that maybe some of our stuff might start kind of picking up that track and maybe moving forward with those four topics that are really important. And then they handed out the awards. Matt then came back up and was able to be a part of handing out the awards. Saint-Gobain Abrasives, they received the Overall Manufacturing Excellence Award. Impermia Materials, they received the Product Design and Innovation Award. This was crazy. This guy started this business when he was a teenager, a teenager. And now, after, you know, I think he's been doing this for 10 years, super young, like great vision, just you just see a future, right? And so they received they received the award for product design and innovation. Waters received their green manufacturing award, which was great for them. AIS received the workforce development and productivity award. Mrs. Morricone's ice cream was the best collaboration award.
Wow.
Yes, downside, no samples.
Wow, damn.
I couldn't have eaten them anyway,
Right.
but she does make
Vegan.
no, not vegan, but what's it called? Sorbet.
Oh.
She makes a sorbet. Yes. Yeah. Yep. Yep. And then Sonia Wilson Thomas, she won the manufacturing champion. And then obviously, Lauren Casella with Camelot Tools, they won Rising Star. And so they are women owned, which was kind of neat as well. So it's really cool. They do a great job in handing out these awards. This happens every year. If you want in obviously Central Mass, and for the Worcester Business Journal, we promote it. We always push it out at the beginning. We always ask for nominations. So if you work with somebody, or you know somebody, or you are somebody you feel that it is hitting all of these marks for each of these or one of these different awards, there is a nomination process. So we recommend, we'd love to see more of the Central Mass manufacturers receiving these awards. But yeah, so that was the night. That was the evening. It's held at Holy Cross every year. Again, the Worcester Business Journal staff, phenomenal staff. The people at Holy Cross, the staff that worked the event, fun, they were phenomenal, phenomenal human beings. So great people. It was a great event. And we look forward to it every year and doing and being a part of such a great opportunity like this. So
Yeah, that's a jam-packed day.
yeah, that was
Lots
it.
of stuff going on.
Yeah. So that was it for pretty much for April. There were some other events that were trickled in there too. There were some partner events that, that happened in the month of April, that went on, and we have those happen every month. A lot of times we maybe have a representative in tow for those events, but you can always still go on and look to see what other things we have throughout the month. We do put our events in there, we put our partners events, we put resources events in there too. So, yeah.
Right.
Yep. So that's it for April. So heading into May, little chaotic.
Yeah, but a good chaotic.
Yeah. Okay.
You know?
With that, very positive.
Big event coming up.
Yeah. Big event registration. Time is running out. So manufacturing your future, navigating advanced technologies in the workforce. It is May 9th. The doors open at 7:30 a.m. Pre-registration closes May 7th at the end of the day on May 7th. So 11:59:59 will be the last minute you'll be able to get your registration in. After that, it is on-site registration only, and you will have to show up that morning at 7:30 to get registered.
Right.
The agendas have been finalized. The breakout rooms are all set, and so all of that will start going out today on the website with the specific details and time, so everybody can see. Our manufacturing, sorry, our Jack Healy Award has been announced. It will be going to Mike Tomasi from AccuRounds as a manufacturing champion. He will be receiving that. He actually will be receiving it from State Representative Jeffrey Roy. And he was a previous recipient of the award as well. So it's kind of cool to see him hand that over and bring those into the circle of the Jack Healy Award. So we are on, is this the ninth Jack Healy Award, I think?
I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, the ninth Jack Healy Award. So packed day. And Kevin and I will be there. We will be doing the podcast
Yes, we will.
from the event. So if we come up and we ask you questions, you'll probably be a part of the podcast.
Yeah. So get excited.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come seek us out and
Yeah.
hang out with us, have a conversation with us on the
That's a great
podcast.
idea. Yeah. That's a great idea.
It'll
Yeah.
be great to hear some manufacturers' perspective on the podcast. So it'd be
Yeah.
great for the listeners to hear that as well.
Yeah.
hearing some maybe trials and tribulations that they've gotten over, or whatever it is that we ask these manufacturers. We'll figure it out, and it'll be great.
It's awesome. Super duper. So, Jane Arnold is our keynote speaker. So excited. What's great is I think Christy and I have been really fortunate to kind of cultivate somewhat of a relationship with Jane, and it's really neat. She's a really cool person. Just personally, from what we just not a ton of interactions, but enough, but also just her passion about manufacturing is really neat. So, if you haven't registered yet, get yourself registered. You only have a couple days left to register for it. If you are a manufacturer, there is a code. You will have to put your NIACS code in there, your NAICS code in there, to confirm that you are a manufacturer. There is an option for non-manufacturers, but there is a little bit more of a fee for that. We do not have a code for them. Well, it's a manufacturing event, so that's what we're trying to do. But yeah, we're trying to fill the room, and actually some of the breakout sessions have been filled.
Fantastic.
So we had to close. Yeah, we had to close some of the breakout sessions because we're over in our numbers. So yeah, so that's it. I think that's our big one for May, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's the big one.
Yeah, we don't we need to we'll need a rest from the 10th to the end of May. And then we have a great event coming up in June. And then obviously the beers and gears in July. So they just keep moving on. Keep moving on. So
Absolutely. Check out our website for everything that we got going on. Check out the event page. And yeah, come to the events, hang out with us,
yeah,
learn more.
cool. Yeah. So if you see Kevin with a square button on the top of his shirt at the Manufacturing Your Future event, that's because he's got his mic on. So you know to approach. Careful, it might be a hot mic. Don't forget about
Yep,
that.
absolutely. It could be no, not safe for work comments, you know?
That's text. That goes into text messages or memes. Just
No
text
doubt.
messages or memes, and that works great.
No doubt. But
All
yeah.
right, so we'll see everybody at Manufacturing Your Future and Navigating Smart Manufacturing in the Workforce on May 9th.
Navigating advanced technologies in the workforce. It was
Yeah.
close. It was
Yeah.
close, but
Yeah. It's taken me, like, we've been planning this event for 11 months, 12 months now. And no, maybe not. No, maybe it hasn't been that long. 7 months. And I cannot get that title to stick in my head. Kevin had no problem with it, like right away. And I have to look at Kevin so I can remember what the name of it is. So, yeah.
It's written on my forehead.
Tattooed. We're all gonna get Mass MEP logo tattoos after this event's over.
Sure we will.
Yeah, sure. So, all right. So, we'll see everybody on May 9th. And I think that's it for the month of April.
Sounds great. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, everyone. Thank you for listening to the Mass MEP Manufacturing Podcast, and we'll see you next time.
See you.
Thank you for listening to the Mass MEP Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises.
You can subscribe to our channel anywhere you listen to your podcast, or you can always go to our website at massmep.org.
We'll see you next time, whether it's in
our space,
your space,
or cyberspace.